State money is being used to attract everything from a Jehovah's Witnesses convention in downtown Detroit to that big, big soccer match in Ann Arbor. As Tom Walsh, business columnist for the Detroit Free Press, explains, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation has spent more than $1 million this year to lure these super events, these conventions and sporting events. Tom, what's the reason for using state money like this?
Well, the reason that you hear from the people who put the program together is that everybody else is doing it. Every other city and state is doing it, and they all want these big events, these big conventions, and they're giving incentives to come do it. So, and we didn't have this in place until about a year ago.
Well, it's kind of interesting. This almost smacks to me a little bit of the film industry incentives. Let's get the film industry here. And that was deemed by, including Governor Snyder, some in Michigan, to say that didn't pay off. So do we feel that this is different and it is paying off?
Well, the comparison's a legitimate one. Governor Snyder came into office saying, you know, we'd sort of gone overboard with all of these tax credits and sort of mortgaged our future in a way because we made all these promises about, you know, money that we were going to forgive in the future. So now we're going to do away with these programs. And one of the programs was the film credits. Now they haven't done totally away with it. And instead of tax credits, they give specific cash incentives in some cases to films, not as much money as the tax credits amounted to before. And the same thing goes with other kinds of economic development incentives, whether it's Toyota expanding out in Ann Arbor or something else. They're opting to go for more direct, occasional payments to kind of close a deal, but even trying to avoid doing too much of that.
Well, do we know how much money that these events could generate for Michigan?
Well, what they say is in this particular case, they've the reason that we got the numbers was that they, on the strategic fund agenda meeting yesterday, one of the agenda items was they were modifying the memorandum of understanding that sort of appropriated this MEDC money, which they've been dishing out for about a year, about half a million for this first half a year, and then $1 million for the year that we're currently wrapping up, and then what they're asking for was another $1 million for next year to do this. And they say basically, you know, Texas, for example, has three or four different funds created by specific legislation, one for motorsports events, one for conventions, another one for, you know, other kind of big sporting events. So other states are doing this, so they said, we need something to help us close deals. We're in a better shape than we used to be because Cobo's been renovated in Detroit, and we've got the casino hotels down there now, and Grand Rapids has been doing some things out there. So it's not just for Detroit. Grand Rapids has gotten some athletic events, some AAU and NCAA events as a result of it, and I think I mentioned the Ann Arbor case of the big soccer match.
So even though the Detroit Bureau is administering the fund, it's open to convention and visitors bureaus all over Michigan?
It is, and everybody has kind of different thresholds. Part of it, you have to sort of meet some requirements. Most of the people coming in have to be from out of state and spending money from that wouldn't otherwise be coming here with all these visitors. So you have to sort of project that out. And the numbers that they need to justify a big Detroit event are higher than the ones in Ann Arbor or Grand Rapids if they have smaller populations and smaller venues. So they have kind of a sliding scale on that. So everybody gets to participate. Now the payback, they say, at least in these first few events that they've done, I think they did 8 of them in the period that they were that the memo was written about for this meeting yesterday. Mm-hmm. They're saying they got, you know, in return for $1.1 million or something, they got nearly, you know, $20 million of state tax revenue from these events. That's money coming in terms of hotel motel taxes and other taxes to the state that might not have otherwise come. Now, you can argue, was this big soccer tournament going to turn its back on a record attendance at U of M Stadium just because they didn't get a closing deal of $40,000 to help Ann Arbor throw a little celebration the day before. I don't know if we would have lost that business or not. You can make that argument, and some people certainly will. And I don't have a real breakdown either of exactly how that money is spent. I think it's spent mostly by the CVBs, as opposed to, you know, writing checks to the organization that's coming in, be it a soccer match or Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right, right. Because somehow I think, 40,000 to Manchester United or Real Madrid is pocket change. But you're absolutely right that to the Ann Arbor Visitors Bureau, it's a convention visitors bureau, it's a big chunk of money. I guess the bottom line, Tom, is there have got to be people listening right now asking, really, is that worth it, especially when we think of the roads, K-12 education needs?
Absolutely. That's always the case. Anytime you sort of, you know, give money, you know, these little goodies to bring these kinds of things in, you say, oh, boy, do we really need to be doing that? On the other hand, if you're in the trenches and you're working for the Convention Visitors Bureau and you're dealing with, you know, several decades of bad press about Detroit and Michigan trying to get conventions and events to come here, you want every tool in your toolbox you can, because you know that, you know, the people in Indianapolis or Milwaukee or San Antonio are saying, you know, what do you want to go to Detroit for? We got better stuff here, and we got some more goodies, some cash money that'll help grease the deal. So other people are doing it. That's always sort of been the case. I remember when John Engler came into office, he was sort of anti a lot of these programs. And after Michigan lost the Willow Run plant to Texas for a truck plant,
yes,
he changed his tune pretty quickly and started having a lot of these kind of programs. So.
And as Tom told us, this is not going to be the end of this practice, because just yesterday, as he said, the Michigan Strategic Fund said okay to another $1 million for this program through September 2015. Tom Walsh, business columnist for the Detroit Free Press. Always a pleasure, Tom. Thank you so much.
All right, Cindy. Take care.